every Sunday at 9, sharing her real estate knowledge, tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Allison and her guest experts. And now, her glass is always half full. Here's Allison Norman.
Good morning. Happy Sunday morning. Good morning. This is Allison Norman. Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. You can hear us here every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Happy Sunday. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning to you, Allison. Joe, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Doing well. It's a interesting weather today. It's been like that, huh? In the mornings and then hot in the afternoon.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to warm up a little bit today.
Isn't it? And then cold again, of course, a typical Sonoma County. It cools down really fast. I went out to dinner at Bear Republic in Roanoke Park. Such a nice open patio where you're looking out over that, what is that, Roberts Lake, I think it is. Not Roberts Lake. Yes, that in Roanoke Park, that little lake. There's a dog park
and the
lake,
sure.
The little park there. I think it's, anyway, Roanoke Park. And boy, it got cold fast. We had the outdoor propane heaters on and all of that good stuff. But as always, good time. They are hiring, by the way, I noticed. They're actually, like a lot of places, I think, are you actually order when you get there now, and then they bring your food out to you instead of a waitress coming out to your table and taking your order and all that. So it's a little change, and there was somebody complaining, which, you know, I think we need to all just understand that things are a little different right now. And then the nice...
It's changing back, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, well, yeah, it's just, you know, there's a lot of places hiring right now, and there's a lot of, I'm seeing places shutting down or temporarily for the day or closing early because they just don't have the help. So, you know, if you're looking for a job, there's a lot of places out there right now hiring, and maybe it's not the job that you want, but, you know, maybe that's what we need to do for a little while. You know, hey, I personally could tell you some stories, but you know, when I started in real estate, and the market tanked and everything fell apart and everything fell out from underneath me, I actually went back to I was doing both for a little while, and you know, was it what I wanted to do? No. But did it make me, you know, get me through the recession that we had in 2006 and 2007? Yes, it did. So anyway, we could go on and get on a very controversial subject of that. But just to, I guess my point was, there's a lot of places really hurting right now because they don't have enough employees. So, and Bear Republic was one of them. Not, I don't know that they're hurting, but they have changed. And I think a lot of places have changed their way of doing business a little bit. And I was a little disappointed in a customer there who was complaining that she had to go up to the thing to order another drink, you know, up to the counter. And the guy nicely explained to her that, you know, we're, this is the way we're doing things right now. You know, things are a little different, and, he handled it very well. But anyway, if you get a chance to get out, Bear Republic, brewing, great, local restaurant, nice setting. They have great overlooking the water there, and, good food, good beer, good time, good people. So that's my community spotlight of the day, I guess. Did you have any good local experiences last week or this week?
Nothing out of the ordinary, really.
Yeah.
It was that kind of week, I guess you could say. It was just a normal week.
Yeah, well, that's good, I guess. Normal is good. We could use some normal right now anyway, right? So we're going to talk today about, first, just an update. I asked Joe to kind of look it up. When we got here, I did hear about a fire out by Hidden Valley Lake. Looks like it's 97%.
95% contained. It's called the
Coyote
Fire, right. And it's only 127 acres, but
right,
compared to what we're used to hearing.
However, if you're in Hidden Valley Lake and you had to evacuate, you don't care if it was only 100 and something. It is a good scare and reminder.
It says evacuation warnings in that area remain in place, just warnings. So
right, and I thought I heard that there were some areas that were actually mandatory mandatory evacuation, which was downgraded to evacuation warnings.
Right.
It's north of Hidden Valley Lake, if I'm looking at it correctly. Just a stark reminder that we need to be, and I believe I heard that they think it may have been caused by a car accident, and maybe it caused a fire or a spark, and
you never know what's going to do it.
Yeah, it's so dry, and I actually was been showing property up in Hidden Valley Lake, and I have a client right now who's looking to buy out there, and it is. You look around and it's dry, and there's, you know, it's dry everywhere, though. You come, you know, into Sonoma County and it's dry. California is dry. So a stark reminder to be careful, be diligent, take care of that defensible space, get the trees away from your house. Keep that, you know, if you need information on what defensible space is, Cal Fire has great visual information. It's really important to do, and to keep not only your house and yourself safe, but your neighbors and the entire county. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. There is a form that you are required to fill out now for real estate, and a disclosure is a mandatory disclosure. And there are certain, it's a really complicated, I just actually listened to a webinar about it, and I'll talk probably further about it on a future show, but I will, we'll touch on a little bit later in the show. I'm going to finish up, kind of ran out of time last week to talk about septic, and some information I have on that. So we'll cover that. And of course, always, as always, we'll talk about what's happening in the real estate market right now, this week. And, I wanted to also, if I have time, talk about every, we seem to run out of time. The importance of, if you are selling a property that's in a trust, the importance of opening an escrow ahead of time and getting everything squared away that may come up so that you don't delay an escrow when surprises happen during the escrow. We'd rather have the surprises before you open escrow. So the escrow companies will do a pre-list escrow. We call it several different things, but anyway, it's basically opening escrow ahead of time with the escrow company, having them gather all the information, look at the trust, see if anybody needs to sign anything, see if anything needs to be moved around, make sure the house truly is in the trust, and make sure there's no liens that you didn't know about ahead of time. So we'll touch on that a little bit too. But right now, let's take a break. We come back, we'll talk all about what happened in real estate this week. We'll tell you the numbers, what's going on, the hot sheet, and who sold a house, or how many houses sold this last week. This is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. We'll be right back.
It's the Ramsey Show, where debt is dumb, cash is king, and the paid-off home mortgage has taken the place of the BMW as the status symbol of choice.
The Ramsey Show, now weekday afternoons 1 to 3 on KSRO.
This is Allison Norman, host of Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour. I'm passionate about real estate and helping families get into their new homes. I'd like to congratulate all of those who bought or sold a home this year and hope that you're enjoying making memories that will last a lifetime. For those who are thinking of buying or selling in 2021, let's get started now by putting our heads together to come up with your own real estate plan. And if you're thinking of moving out of state, I can connect you with an agent from my network that I know and trust in the area you're moving to. Give me a call and I'll give you some honest advice, explain the current market, and help you find a good strategy, whether you decide to hire me as your realtor or not.
Allison Norman with Keller Williams Realty is host of Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour, Sundays at 9 a.m. on KSRO. If you want to discuss your specific real estate needs or you need to make a no-obligation appointment, call or text 707-799-3617. DRE license number 01720334.
Larkfield hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. Good morning. We're back. Happy Sunday morning. Sorry, I'm a little loud today. Anyway, it's a good day. Yesterday was exhausted. And my sister and I just, we're really close. If you've been following along, we've been working on our mom's house, down in Terralinda. It's beautiful Eichler. A lot of little things, getting it, cleaned up and ready to go. And when I say cleaned up, it doesn't mean that she, you know, didn't take care of it. She was 88 when she passed last year, but, you know, grew up in that area where you make things last. You don't, you know, if it works, don't fix it. Really didn't update a lot. Just kind of modernized and brought things up to 2021 and getting ready to put it on the market. But boy, are we beat. I mean, we have a new sense of respect and admiration and sympathy for all of my clients who are getting their homes ready, and anybody out there, really, they're getting, even whether it's your home or a parent's home, or you bought a home to update and put it on the rental market, or flip it and sell it. Boy, it's a lot of work. And we kind of put a forced deadline on ourselves. I ordered a photo shoot on Friday, so 3 o'clock Friday afternoon, and we were scrambling to get everything. Just there's all the little last minute things, like things you needed to move out of the backyard and things that we needed to. We had emptied out the garage for the most part, and then ended up filling it back up with things that we had outside that we needed to, hadn't gotten to storage. So, good grief, I'm exhausted. New respect for, I live in the same house that I purchased in 1997. Look forward to having to pack my house up eventually. And I have a couple of clients who just sold and went through that same thing where they're just scrambling to get everything moved out and cleaned up and ready for the buyer. And it's a process. And anyway, like I said, new respect for everybody that's going through that. So I think I'm still recovering, and we're almost ready. It's an Eichler in Terralinda. Great location, great neighborhood, great school district, single level, 1,513, I think, square feet. Three bedroom, two bath. It's on a slab foundation. Perfect Eichler design. I mean, it is an Eichler, and hasn't been really modified. A lot of people get in and really change a lot of the features, and it no longer looks like an Eichler. But it's that mid-century modern architecture, and it's coming on the market. Good grief, finally. Looks like probably, I keep bumping it out a little bit. I think we'll be ready next week. I just need to clean out the garage. Got a sign coming soon on Monday, and we'll be ready to go. We're right about $1,350,000, $1,395,000, somewhere around there, which is right about where the perks are. Right about where the comps are. So that'll be coming up. Also, that place out in Oakmont, 41 Aspen Meadows, is going to be is available, ready to show. That is a two-bedroom, one bath, 1,220 square feet, on also a slab foundation, single level. It is just a nice, light, bright, open feel, ready for you to come in and add your own touches and updates. And that one's listed at $435,000. Really a great property. I encourage you to take a look at that one. That is active on the market right now. Okay, so let's talk about, I'll just say, if you want to contact me about either of those properties, my number is 799-3617. Also, just a reminder, we are a call-in show, and I know you, a lot of times we're so busy with things that I want to touch on and cover, or we have a guest, and we don't want to have a lot of calls coming in, but if you have a specific real estate question, we are a call-in show. You're welcome to give us a call here. The number is 707-636-1350. So I will do my best to answer any questions, and if not, I'll find the answer and get back to you. So happy to answer any questions you have today. But let's talk about the what's happening in real estate right now. Things that you could actively, you know, active on the market, you could go out and buy or at least look at and put an offer in on. Today, there are 663 active single-family homes on the market, and there are 619 in escrow. So we actually, that number has bumped up a little bit. We actually have more active than we do in escrow this week. Not by much, but we have been keeping an eye on that. We want to make sure that that scale doesn't tip too far in the opposite direction, where we the in escrow aren't keeping up with the active. But right now, it's a little more active than in escrow side, but not much. And that's a bit of a change because it has been pretty level or more in escrow than active. So. You know, and this is a weekly number, so we're looking at just what's happening right now this week. So we'll keep an eye on that, check it next week, and see how that's going. But for the most part, the in escrows are keeping up with what's active on the market. We don't want to get to where there's too many actives and not very many escrows. Then you know that we're homes are going to be sitting on the market a little bit longer. Maybe the prices are going to settle a little. I don't see any huge drop in prices. Everybody, every economist I've listened to or talked to, other agents I've talked to, we're really not seeing any kind of drastic drop in any pricing. I think there has been a little bit of a slowdown, not in pricing, but in activity. And maybe in overbids and maybe, but there are still properties that are getting overbids and multiple offers. So it's just a really, there's a lot of micro markets within the big market. So if you're looking in a specific area, really either, you know, if you don't have a realtor, reach out to me and I'm glad to kind of fine tune the market information for your specific area. Whether an area you live and you're thinking of selling or an area you're thinking of buying in. Because you really do need to look at that micro market, not the full market. Even city by city, it's different. So, you know, it's different by price point. It's different by neighborhoods, you know. So there's a lot going on that kind of, if you're seriously actively looking or thinking of selling or thinking of buying, you really need to dial it down. So either chat with me if you don't have a realtor, or you know, get with your realtor and say what, you know, what exactly is happening in my market, not all of Sonoma County. Excuse me. So condos right now, there are 62 condos on the market, 102 in escrow. Still, we definitely have more in escrow than we do active on the market in condos. We could use some more condos. They are selling. So if you have a condo you're thinking about selling, it's still a great time. There's still a shortage of inventory, I'd say, in the condo townhouse market. Mobile homes, there are 55 active mobile homes on the market. There are 48 in escrow. Multi-units, which is duplex, triplex, fourplex, two houses on one lot, three houses on one lot. Kind of all, it's actually two different categories of residential and investment property, and I bunched them together because the MLS did a weird change this last year. So multi-units are now in two different places, and we have to kind of smash the numbers together, the categories. But there are 75 active multi-unit properties. Like I said, whether it's two separate houses on one lot, or it's a duplex or a triplex, or a fourplex, those all fall under that multi-unit. As long as it's under four units and over one unit, it's in that multi-unit category. The nice thing about multi-units is that you can, if you're planning to live in one unit, you can get regular financing on that. You can get, you know, and again, check with your lender and your specific lender in your specific situation. But FHA financing, as long as you're going to live in one, VA financing, as long as you're going to live in one unit, conventional financing, you can get it as a primary residence, I believe. Again, check with your lender to make sure. I don't want to give out false information. But you can, as long as you're living in that, you can treat it like a residential primary residence purchase, which is it'll if it's conventional financing, you're going to get, you know, that lower interest rate. If you're buying as an investment property, it's not your primary residence, the interest rate's usually a little bit higher. The down payment is higher. You can't do FHA financing. You can't do VA financing. So there's a lot of benefit to being able to use that financing if you're going to live in one of the units. So check into that. And it's also, you know, if you're not finding what you want in that single family category in your price point, talk to your lender and say, how much higher could I go if I bought a duplex and I'm going to live in one? Or how much higher could I go if I bought a house with an ADU? Or a house, you know, where there's a second house on the lot? You know, how much higher of a loan, how much higher of a purchase price could I go if I added that element to my purchase? And you might be surprised, and it might put you in a place where you maybe don't have as much competition and you can find a house that's going to work for you. And again, even if it's just temporary, to get in there, if it makes sense, the crazy low interest rates right now, you can get in there, make it, you know, you're not finding what you need in any other price point, and it might be a good way to go to get your foot in the door, and then, you know, get into the real estate game. And sometimes that's a good way to do it. So keep that in mind. There is that's still a, you know, there's a lot of inventory in the multi-unit category, not as many in escrow. So if, like I said, if you've got the competition, you're getting beat out with your offers on the single family homes, take a look at multi-units, and there's only 40 in escrow and the 75 active, so it's definitely not as fast a moving product as the single family homes. And not to say that, you know, one duplex that comes on the market isn't going to fly out the door and have multiple offers. It's just looking at it as a whole, they are moving slower. So keep that in mind. And then lots, you know, there are 290 lots active on the market right now, and those are country lots, you know, acreage that you could build a house on, or a city lot, so, you know, an infill city lot residential that you could build a house on. It's a way to go if you're not finding what you're looking for, but you need to really understand the process. We're going to talk a little bit about that later in the show as well, kind of what the process is, what's the difference between land and a lot, which is interesting when you talk to a lender, all of that good stuff. So that's what's happening right now this week in real estate. We'll take a look at the hot sheet when we get back. And the hot sheet is basically, I'm looking from last Sunday to this Sunday, what happened in real estate. So as right now, what we just talked about is what's currently today. When I pull it up, this is what's active on the market. This is what's in escrow. This gives us a really good look at what's happening in the current market. But we'll look at the hot sheet and we'll see what happened this last week in real estate. Let's take a break for the news. We'll come back. We'll talk about that. And we'll talk about septic and buying in a country property, what you need to know, that and more. This is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. We'll be right back.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
After taking every other major city in Afghanistan in a lightning offensive, the Taliban have entered Kabul. This despite promises of a peaceful transfer of power and after Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has reportedly fled his nation. ABC's Ian Pannell is in Kabul.
His number two, Chairman Abdullah, has issued a statement condemning his departure, saying what a state he's left the country in and that he will be held accountable.
An evacuation of the American embassy underway and now Canada pulling their diplomats. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
The current situation poses serious challenges to our ability to ensure that safety and security of our mission. So as of this morning, Canadian diplomatic personnel are on their way back to Canada.
Meanwhile, in Canada, Trudeau setting in motion an early snap election in September to determine his government's future. The death toll in this weekend's earthquake in Haiti has risen to more than 700, at least 2,800 injured, and hundreds are missing. Dave Packer, ABC News.
KSRO.
This is Allison Norman, host of Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour. I'm passionate about real estate and helping families get into their new homes. I'd like to congratulate all of those who bought or sold a home this year and hope that you're enjoying making memories that will last a lifetime. For those who are thinking of buying or selling in 2021, let's get started now by putting our heads together to come up with your own real estate plan. And if you're thinking of moving out of state, I can connect you with an agent from my network that I know and trust in the area you're moving to. Give me a call and I'll give you some honest advice, explain the current market, and help you find a good strategy, whether you decide to hire me as your realtor or not.
Allison Norman with Keller Williams Realty is host of Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour, Sundays at 9 a.m. on KSRO. If you want to discuss your specific real estate needs or you need to make a no-obligation appointment, call or text 707-799-3617. DRE license number 01720334.
Are you receiving pandemic unemployed compensation? It allowed you to rethink the future, but the PEUC funding is set to end September 4th. Don't miss your opportunity to get the job you want. The Amaturo Sonoma Media Group is presenting another North Bay Job Fair September 8th. Talk with business owners from 2 to 5 p.m. inside the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. Visit northbayjobfair.com and click Job Seeker to register.
I'm KSRO's Dale Tresillos with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. High of 91 in Santa Rosa today with sunny skies, 76 along the coast. High 90s, though, to near 110 in the warmer spots such as Cloverdale and Sonoma. Wind speeds 10 to 15 miles an hour and clear skies tonight, low of 60 degrees. 92 then for tomorrow with sunny skies and goes down to the mid to low 80s for Tuesday. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour. This is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. And you can hear us every Sunday morning here on KSRO from 9 to 10 a.m. You can also tune in at KSRO.com. You can go to, if you go to KSRO.com, you can stream live, but you can also listen to the podcast. So you go to shows. And then there's a little drop-down menu, shows, and then drop down again, ask the expert, and you'll see Allison Norman / real estate. That is me, and that is the Real Estate Hour. So all the past shows are there. Joe usually puts each week up about 10:30. And you can listen again if you missed any information, didn't get it written down, the weeks that we have a guest. Sometimes they'll get their contact information, all of that will be on the podcast, both written in the description of what the podcast, you know, recording is about, and then also you can listen to the recording. So all kinds of good stuff to listen to and hear here on the Real Estate Hour. Let's continue on. We were talking about the what's happening in the real estate market this week, covered what is currently active on the market, what's currently in escrow, and that's a good indication of how the market is doing, in my opinion. And I think that's a good way to keep an eye on the whole county. And again, just a reminder, if you are looking in a specific neighborhood, whether you are planning to make a purchase or you are thinking about selling, really narrow down that information on what's selling, how fast things are selling, how many are in escrow versus how many are active, how many are selling, and what are they selling for. All of that information you really need to look at on a micro level. We have so many different pockets of different neighborhoods, different areas, different price points, different demographics, different desirability of area, so many different things going on here in Sonoma County. We're a really big county. Drill down on that. And I think looking at these numbers that I look at every week gives us an idea of how the county is doing as a whole, which is also equally important. But if you are looking in a specific area or living, you know, you have a house, you are in a specific area that you're thinking of selling, if you don't have a realtor, I'm happy to have that conversation with you and get you some more solid numbers in your specific area.
If you have a realtor you're already working with or would like to reach out to, just ask them to kind of fine-tune that, to not just look at all of Sonoma County. And most realtors will do that and know that. So I'm just kind of throwing that out there. Also, a reminder to the realtors in the group that happen to be listening. We do have some realtors that listen. There's a couple of great webinars right now or something coming up. We're going to talk a little bit later about the fire hardening and defensible space disclosure. But Gov Hutchins, who is the Assistant General Counsel for CAR, most realtors in the area know who Gov is. They actually recorded the webinar that he did on that new form. That is the newest disclosure, I think he said, that we've had in the last maybe 6 years or so, or more. It may have been more like 10, 15 years. A new disclosure that is required disclosure for California. So good information, and it's a really complicated form. It's, you know, there's several different criteria you have to meet as you're going down the form. Anybody that is selling a home, if you're in a high or very high fire area, and that is a designation that your area is, you know, has, and the best way to figure that out is with the natural hazard disclosure report, which your realtor will order for you. It'll tell you right there. And if you're in those two categories, there are parts of this form that are required, whereas they're not if you're not in those areas. So it's complicated. We're all still learning this together, but realtors in the group, they recorded the webinar and informational series or informational hour or so, I guess it was, conversation about going through that whole form. So go to the NORBAR website. And then also, we have a new, first time in a really long time, they've done a lot of revisions to our residential purchase agreement, but they've apparently redone the whole thing. So we're all going to be learning that together as well, an entirely new purchase contract. And Gov Hutchins, again, Assistant General Counsel for CAR, is going to do a seminar a webinar, Zoom. Again, we're still doing all our classes Zoom. You used to be able to go sit and listen and learn that way, but everything's still Zoom. So September 15th, going over that new RPA. So if you are our local realtor, reach out to NORBAR, North Bay Association of Realtors, sign up for that. I think we all are going to be needing as much help as we can get on as they changed everything out from under us. And like I said, they've been making changes little by little. They're always reviewing the forms and making sure they're in compliance and legal and protecting you, the buyer or seller, and protecting us, the realtor. But they've completely revamped it. I haven't had a look at it yet, but I will, and I'll, we'll be talking about it more in the future. But just to the realtors listening in, make sure you sign up for that. I'm reminding myself as well, because I need to sign up and register for that. That's coming up September 15th. Okay, so hot sheet. What happened in real estate this last week? I think it's a good look at, just kind of a fun look at what happened. There were 166 new listings that came on the market. So if you are looking to buy a property, 166 new listings. Obviously, those aren't all going to fit your criteria. That's across the board, all of Sonoma County, all the price points, every city, every nook and cranny. 166 new listings. 23 came back on the market. And again, we talk a little bit about back on the market each week. They do, things do sometimes come back on the market. And why do they come back? Often it's something came up in inspection and the buyer and seller couldn't come to agreement on negotiations whether the seller's going to fix that, whether the buyer's okay with it. It was just way more than anybody expected. Cost. Sometimes you'll have an inspection that says, oh, you need a new roof. The roof is shot. Seller's not willing to pay for a new roof. Buyer's not interested in buying a house that they now need to put a new roof on. So can't come to agreement, they back out. And they're within their right to do that. A buyer has that contingency period, that's that safety net that's in place. You know, or sometimes there's HOA and they look at, get a hold of the HOA docs and go, oh my gosh, I don't want to live here, you know. So then they back out for that. And sometimes it's something goes wrong with the appraisal. It doesn't appraise. Sometimes the lender, for some reason or another, can't do the loan where they thought they could. A lot of times that's like something comes up that the buyer did not disclose to the lender and they find out. Very rare instances, but it does happen. A buyer will quit their job because they think everything's clear, good to go. I can just quit my job. And they don't realize that the lender checks at the very last minute. They call up and they say, hey, is this person still working there? And if they say, no, he quit last week, you're not getting that loan. So be careful with that. Also, buying a car, buying washer and dryer, buying new furniture, anything you're putting on a credit card that's changing your credit score, changing your debt to income, anything like that, just because you think you're free and clear because you are qualified for the loan, be careful. Don't do any of that stuff because you could not get that loan and it could make everything fall apart. So that's some reasons why things come back on the market. And it's also why it's really important to, I think, as a seller, I think it's important to have upfront inspections done. Spend a little money, do the inspections. You know, you're going to spend maybe $1,200 on inspections, maybe, you know, less than $1,000. It depends on where you are, what kind of house, what kind of inspections you're getting. But pest and home inspection, you know, even have a roof or get some bids. If you know that there are things that are wrong that are going to be need to be updated, get some bids. Those don't cost anything. Usually if you're a homeowner, getting a bid for a new roof, getting a bid for electrical work that you know needs to be done, have that available up front. So you are providing that to any interested buyers and all of your disclosures, HOA docs, if you're in an HOA, have all of that available in a nice, pretty little package. So buyers know up front what they're getting into. You're not going to have those surprises like, oh, shoot, I didn't know there were termites, or I didn't know there was, fungus and dry rot, or heaven forbid, mold, you know, under the house. You know that up front. And so it's, I think, a good way to go and to avoid. You're not going to avoid, there's always a chance that things could come back on the market, but that's a good way to avoid that. And also to avoid having a buyer come back and ask you for a big fat credit because they found things that they didn't expect. Well, they've had all the information up front. They're not going to do that, or they shouldn't, but it does happen sometimes. So price reductions, there were 56. And again, we kind of keep an eye on that just to remind you that not everything is flying off the shelf. Not everything is getting multiple offers and overbids. And there are some that come on the market too high for one reason or another. And so we have 56 that came down in price this week. Contingent, which means it's in escrow, but buyers doing all their inspections still, there were 110 that came back on the market. I'm sorry, 110 that went into escrow that are contingent. 92 that went to pending. That means they did all their inspections. They got their loan. They got their appraisal. They're ready to buy the house. 92 went to pending this week. And 156 sold. Congratulations to all of those who bought or sold a house this week. 156 closed transactions this week. The median for those closed transactions was $755,000. So that's what happened in real estate this week. Let's talk for just a minute. Actually, we probably should take the last break. Let's take a quick break. And then I promise we'll talk all about septic, buying land, buying a lot, what you need to know about that. We'll be right back. This is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman.
The market is up. The market is down. Stay on top of it with KSRO Financial Editor Steve Reuter. Mornings at 12 and 42 past the hour. And Your Money Now at 31 past all day long. For all the latest Wall Street and business news, depend on Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO.
This is Allison Norman, host of Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour. I'm passionate about real estate and helping families get into their new homes. I'd like to congratulate all of those who bought or sold a home this year. year and hope that you're enjoying making memories that will last a lifetime. For those who are thinking of buying or selling in 2021, let's get started now by putting our heads together to come up with your own real estate plan. And if you're thinking of moving out of state, I can connect you with an agent from my network that I know and trust in the area you're moving to. Give me a call and I'll give you some honest advice, explain the current market, and help you find a good strategy, whether you decide to hire me as your realtor or not.
Allison Norman with Keller Williams Realty is host of Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour, Sundays at 9 a.m. on KSRO. If you want to discuss your specific real estate needs or you need to make a no-obligation appointment, call or text 707-799-3617. DRE license number 01720334.
KSRO is online at ksro.com. Streaming powered by Hudson Street Design, a Healdsburg Lumber company.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. This is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. We are back. Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour. We're going to talk all about buying some land, what you need to know about septic and well and all the testing and all of the due diligence that you need to know when buying a lot or some land. But first, we have a caller, Jim, from Hidden Valley Lake. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hi. Are you doing okay out there?
Oh, yeah, we're fine.
Oh, good.
We're in Hidden Valley Lake, but we're on this other side. So.
Oh, good. So you weren't evacuated?
No, I wouldn't leave anyway.
You sound like you've been there for a long time. You've been there, done that, and you know what to do.
Third evacuation, then first and second time we didn't leave. We have a pump and a hose into the billboy pole and a massive pump. So
awesome.
We can wet the whole house down in 2 minutes. So.
Oh, good, good. Well, good for you for being proactive. So did you have a question today?
Yeah, I have a question about Coffee Park.
Okay.
When the Valley Fire hit, actually, let me go back before the Valley Fire hit. We were getting notices in the mail from the city of Santa Rosa saying that our fence was too tall and it was too close to the sidewalk. It's supposed to only be 3 feet tall instead of 6 feet tall. And I got like two warnings, to correct the problem.
Uh-huh.
But now I see, after they rebuilt all of it, I see numerous homes with the same type of fence as me, 6 feet tall, right next to the sidewalk. I mean, and since then, I haven't got any letters, any notices. Did they change their...
Do you have a home in Coffee Park?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So
actually, it's not Coffee Park. It's the older part by Fleetgum.
Oh, okay. Yeah, usually there's that the lower fences have to be along, as you get closer to the street, and that has to do with visibility for cars and all of that. So are you saying you're seeing some that go all the way out to the street?
Yeah, I guess
like that?
The older, because the homes were built in 1976, and I've already seen three homes in my neighborhood that were rebuilt, and the fences are just back like they were, like mine. Is it grandfathered in?
I don't know. I can't really answer for the city, but I haven't heard anything about that. I can look into it and see, and maybe we can get some information on that. But typically there's setbacks and it's written into the CC&Rs really, and into the zoning for the city. Maybe there's been a little bit of, loosening of things just to get people back into the homes and built. But yeah, I don't know. I know typically it's 6 feet tall fence with, you can have another 2 feet of lattice or, something like that. And then it has to be that lower 3 or 4 feet along the side and then anything along the street. There was that house, where was that over in, off of Peterson Lane, where it was a big deal where the guy put a fence out by the street and he was on a kind of a corner lot. Somebody complained about
about it, and he ended up having to cut it down, and then he put all those mannequins. I don't know if you remember seeing that story. He has these mannequins all posed out there and made kind of a statement about that and said, okay, fine. You want to see all of my yard? Here it is, you know. So I know there are strict rules in the city of Santa Rosa as far as that, and maybe in Coffee Park they've loosened it a little. I don't know, and I'm sorry I can't answer that. But I'll look further into it. I think it's interesting. So you're saying you still own a house there and you're not getting notices now?
Yeah, I stopped getting notices after the Valley Fire. I haven't got a notice in.
Are you talking about the Tubbs Fire?
The Tubbs Fire.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
It's the Tubbs Fire. I'm getting my fire.
I know, the valley was up there in Hidden Valley Lake, I think. Yeah, interesting. I know they've loosened things up a little, I think. I shouldn't say no, but I think they have a little, and maybe that's something where they said, you know what, we're going to let this one go. I don't know. I'll look into it and see if I can find out some more information. And I'll
okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. Take care up there in Hidden Valley. Okay, bye-bye. And that was Jim out at Hidden Valley Lake.
I can relate to getting your fires mixed up.
I know, right? Really, so which one is that?
It's
yeah.
not funny, but, you know, it's just, yeah. I just usually try to come up with the year.
Yeah, that helps, although we're having multiples during the year. Anyway, yeah, the city of Santa Rosa, in most cities there are, and it's something that's actually a good point, is if you are buying a house that has, I sold a house in, over in Rincon Valley a couple of years ago, and it had this beautiful fenced-in courtyard that was clearly against the rules of City of Santa Rosa because it was a six-foot-tall fence and it did come out past the setback. That was a disclosure that, you know, hey, that somebody could complain sometimes. Somebody could, you know, the city could come knocking on your door and say, hey, you know, that beautiful courtyard you have, that's against the rules and against the building permits and zoning here in City of Santa Rosa. So I don't think they ever did, but it could happen that somebody could. It was really nicely done, and I don't think there's any reason why it couldn't be there. But, you know, if they're going to have a rule for one person, it should be for everybody. And it's just important to know if you're buying a house or even if you're building a house and you go, you know, I would love to put this fence out to the street here. You may not be able to do that. So check on that. So good question. And I'll see if I can get some more information about any zoning changes with all the new building, both in the city of Santa Rosa and the county, and like areas out in Larkfield and Wiki up out there where there's new homes coming in where there were existing homes. So, good segue too. Buying a lot to build, and we're not going to have a lot of time left, but a couple of things. I had a conversation with a lender the other day. I actually have an offer in on a parcel, and it's a lot, the people are getting a loan, and there are only a few lenders really out there that will do a land loan. And I called it a land loan, and he said, it's not a land loan, it's a lot loan. And I'm all, oh, okay, what's the difference? You know, so a lot, they will do a lot loan. A land loan is an even bigger process, and really very few lenders that will do a land loan. A land loan, they consider land to be just a bare parcel that has nothing. You have to put a septic, you have to put a well, you have to bring up electricity out there, or maybe it has one or the other of some of those, but that is considered land. If it's a lot, it has some of those things already, and it has you know, electricity and water and sewer at the street, and you just have to bring it into the property, and that is the one where they're more likely to be able to get a loan on if it's a lot. If it's a lot that you're buying, you don't have to put a septic, you don't have to put a well in, you don't have to, you know, you just have to bring everything to your house. Once you build the house, some of the things that you want to look for when you're buying a lot is how much is it going to cost to bring that stuff in? What is the cost to take the sewer from the street to your house? There's a connection fee. There's a cost per foot of bringing, and how far out is the sewer main that you're going to have to run off of? So things like that, important to find out. What's it going to cost to run the electricity to your house? What is it going to cost to run a gas line? Or if it's propane, it's actually a much easier process. You set a propane tank there and run a line to your house. It's a much easier process. But if it's a gas line, where's the gas coming in? How much is it going to cost to run that? Then you want to look at, you know, drainage, and you want to look at the grade. You want to look at even a soils test you can do on a lot. That maybe you want to know what's going on with the soil. You want to know if it's, you know, for the grading and drainage, it's important to know that. How much money you're going to have to spend on if you have to add some drainage features in there to keep get rid of any flooding or runoff, or, you know, you can't, and especially if you're going to, you can't affect, if you're going to set a house there and now all of a sudden the water that was running down your lot is going to run over off onto your neighbor's lot, you need to address that. So things like that to find out. You may want to do a survey. You can do a full-on survey and find out the entire lot line of your parcel, make sure nothing is encroaching or you're not encroaching on anybody else's land. But you can also do a corner retracement, which a surveyor will also do, where they basically find the four corners, and then you can look at the plat map, and by, you know, figuring out where the corners are, you have a pretty good idea of where the lot line is, but it's not a survey, it's different. So there's a lot of things. So when you're buying a lot, you want to make sure you give yourself enough time to do those, all of that due diligence. You also want to look at every subdivision. If it's a lot in a subdivision, you want to look at the CC&Rs for that subdivision. What are the rules and regulations? What are you allowed to do? Are there height limits on how high you can build? Are there size limits on how high and how big you can, not only how big can you build, but how small can you build? You know, so there are small size limits as well. And then if you want to add a second unit, can you do that? If it's a city lot, or you know, that has, or in a subdivision that has water, has sewer, now you're looking and you want to add an ADU, you want to add another unit, you're looking at the CC&Rs, you're looking at the rules of the city and of the subdivision to see what's allowed. If you're buying a country property and you want to know if you can put a second unit on it, that's a whole different ball game, because there are zoning rules that say you can have one house per acre, or you can have, you know, one house per 10 acres. You can have six houses per acres. You know, there's all these different things you need to find out for zoning. Are you near a riparian waterway? Are you in a historic area? Are you in a, you know, close to a scenic byway? There's all these different things you need to know if you're going to build a house. So you got to give yourself time in that inspection period, that due diligence period of buying. And I would say at least give yourself a month, 30 days, 21 days. You know, it depends. If there's already been some research done and you're okay with that, if you just want this piece of land and you could care less if you're going to be able to build on it or not, and you'll make it work however it's going to work, and just, you know, you don't, and you want to put a competitive offer in there, you can shorten that up. But just keep in mind that you really do need a big chunk of time. If you're getting a loan, you're going to need an appraisal as well. So all of those things you need to know when you're buying some land. If you have specific questions about buying land here in Sonoma County, I will mention also septic, the PERC. You need to have a, you might need a wet water test, wet weather test, and we don't have any wet weather testing right now because we have a drought. All kinds of things you need to know. If you have specific questions about buying land or buying any real estate or selling real estate here in Sonoma County, I'm an active realtor here in Sonoma County with Keller Williams Realty. Happy to help you. 799-3617. This is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour. We will see you next week. Have a great day.
The preceding was a paid presentation. This is Sonoma County's News Talk, K23 3CM Petaluma, K278CD KSRO Santa Rosa.
From ABC News, I'm Dave.